I am joined right now by a 16-year NFL vet, spent his entire career with Tampa Bay, won a Super Bowl, 5-time Pro Bowler, 3-time first-team All-Pro, 9-time Defensive Player of the Week, 47 career picks, 28 sacks, 16 forced fumbles. He is the only member of the 25-40 club, 25 sacks and 40 interceptions, and he just announced his retirement. I am joined by Rondé Barber. Rondé, it's good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you, man?
Rondé, I don't want to make this about me on your day, but I got to say, man, this is awfully strange. I mean, how many times have you and I had this conversation? You were always a guy that we would go to, and now that's it. I mean, it's weird, right?
Yeah, you're going to have to find someone else to go to and try to get some news out of the Buck.
That's my thing, man. I'm not sure there is somebody else. I mean, what a strange, strange deal. Has it even hit you yet?
Yeah, it really has. You know, I'm kind of content. You know, I'm not at the point yet where I want this day to be over. You know, the press conference is still at 2, and you got, you know, all the local and national media, some of the national media stuff to do. But I'm pretty well set into this. This wasn't a sudden decision. You know, I've been weighing on it for more than a couple of months, and it wasn't like a spark, you know, decision. It just kind of worked itself out to this being what's best for me. And, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable with where I'm going next, and I'm comfortable with what I've what I'm leaving in the past. And it was a great run. You know, 16 years in one place, having the opportunity to do that has been incredibly special. So I'm more than happy. I'm definitely can't believe it. Ready for it.
Rondé Barber joining us. Let me ask you this. Talk about the sorts of information you processed in the offseason. What were the types of things that you were thinking about, and what led you to this decision?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I'm old, Jim. 38. You know, it takes a lot to get myself ready to play, and it's been that way for, you know, a number of years. You know, your body just doesn't react the way it did when you're 25, 26, you know, even in your early 30s. So that had to be worth it. And, you know, when I really started thinking about, you know, what it was going to take to get back into it, it just wasn't worth it. And, you know, also you factor in that, you know, I'm ready. You know, I'm content with what I've done over the length of my career. Yeah, I don't have anything to prove. Not that I had anything to prove the past couple of years, but you know, I still really wanted to play. And, you know, I left last season not really knowing. You know, I probably could have gone either way. And when I told myself that, I said, you know what, it's probably a good indication that, you know, this may have been the last one.
Rondé Barber joining us on the program. You know, Rondé, so many great athletes. I mean, I've talked to guys over the years, and what guys want more than anything else is to be able to go out on their own terms. And it's very rare that guys can. Do you feel like you are?
Yeah, I definitely am. You know, all sports have a way of pushing you out one way or the other. You know, some guys get to hang on to the very end. Some guys leave because of injury or whatnot, or, you know, teams just are done with them. But I leave knowing that, you know, I still could have done it. You know, I still have gas in the tank, really. You know, I felt great at the end of last year. I thought I played well last year. The team, you know, admittedly wanted me back, even though it would have been in a different role. So it's not that I couldn't play. And that's, you know, that'll at least be something I can, you know, hang my hat on, you know. Started however many consecutive games, 215 straight games, you know, played in 240 straight games. You know, those things will always mean a lot to me, and I walked away with all that intact. So I'm happy with the decision.
Now, if they had said to you, we want you to come back, and we're going to play the exact same way we played you last year, nothing's going to change, the role is exactly the same, how would that have impacted your decision?
And, you know, that may have been a little different, you know. And obviously that's not the case. But, you know, yeah, if they would have, you know, banged on my door and said, hey, look, we absolutely need you to play. You still have it. You know, we got other, you know, moves to make. We're not going to challenge your position. You're our starter, paying you XYZ. I probably would have been an easier decision to say, you know what, I can grind through it another year. But that wasn't the case, and I knew that, you know, this team's got to grow. You know, the team's got to find guys to replace, you know, to replace me. And, you know, we did that in the offseason, just like we did last year with Eric Wright when I had to move to safety. So this is, you know, I think it's right for both parties, and that's, you know, that's what I've always wanted, you know, walk away with both of us feeling that we did it the right way.
You know, I was going to jump in there. Excuse me. The thing is, you can say that, and that's got to feel great that you can both walk away and both sides feel good about this. That wasn't always the case with some of the guys you played with. Were you at all concerned about that?
No. You know, I've had extensive conversation with the ownership and Mark and when Raheem was here about them, with him, about, you know, going out the right way. I think, not that they regret it, but I'm sure they wish that they would have handled some of those situations differently. But I think they have done right by me my entire career here. And I didn't see any reason why it would have been any different here coming towards the end. So, no, it's not anything that I worried about. I wish that some of those guys would have been able to have this kind of experience that I'm having. You know, fortunately for me, and it's, you know, obviously selfishly for me, that it did work out well in my case.
Ronnie Barber joining us. He announced his retirement. You know, you and I, the last couple of years, have talked about the 25-40 club. So we talk a lot about the picks. We talk about the sacks. But in that Tampa 2 defense, you were called on to make more than 1,400 tackles. That is a ton of tackles at a position where guys don't always like to hit. Did it take any kind of mental adjustment for you, or is that the way you always wanted to play football?
No, it was definitely an adjustment. And not that I was adverse to it before when I was in college or whatnot, but you know, when I got here, Monty was running his defense and, you know, putting together what became this kind of vaunted Tampa 2 defense, if you want to call it, that everybody calls it. You know, it was essential, you know, that guys on the outside tackled. I mean, everything was getting funneled out there, and if we didn't have guys that tackled, the defense didn't work as well. So it wasn't necessarily that I'm a tough mentality or whatever else, even though I think I developed that over time. It was just a necessity. That was the way I was. That was the only way I was going to play if I did that. And to be honest with you, John, I didn't mind having that define me. You know, doing things that other people in my position didn't necessarily like to do. I kind of relished in that role. So they just kept piling up. Had a couple hundred tackle seasons there, and you know, 16 years later, you end up with 1,400. That's a whole bunch of hits.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say it. I don't think that thing doesn't work. They're not going to run right at Sapp. They're not going to run right at Brooks. They're going to run outside. They're going to look for you. That defense doesn't work unless you wrap up and you play. You know, as far as 1,400, I mean, how do you play in a scheme that physical at your position and still playing 240 straight games?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been very fortunate, and it's not and it wasn't always easy. Believe me, you know, I played through a lot of injuries. You know, stuff that. You know, broken thumb, torn ligaments in my knee, dislocated this, dislocated that. It's you got to really not mind playing hurt and injured. And I've done that. I was able to do that for a long, long time. And one of the things I always say about that is, like, I never wanted to see anybody else do my job. You know, I tried to practice every day, even when I couldn't, when I was hobbling around or whatever else, because I knew if I could get through practice for three days, the adrenaline on Sunday would make up for anything. And that's how you do it. I mean, you could ask London Fletcher the same thing. He's been going through it as hard as I have for just as long, playing a tougher position. And I'm sure he'll say the same thing, that it's more about mentality than it is about the physical nature of the deal.
I mean, you sound great. You look great. Do you have any issues that you can tell in terms of memory loss? Are you concerned about that? It's a lot of collisions.
No. I'm glad you asked that too, because this off season, I actually got a CT scan, you know, just to see, and it came back completely clear. So it's a fortunate thing. You hear so much about the problems that people have had, and you know, the studies that go on. To come out of, you know, 1,400 tackles, probably more hits than that, but that many impacts and not have any damage, I'm definitely fortunate. And I mean, I know I've been dinged a little bit. I don't know if I've ever had what you would classify as a concussion, because I've played in every game and, you know, been able to continue. But like I said, it was definitely a blessing of sorts.
Hey, one last thought. Are you at all concerned about the next phase of life without football, and what is the next phase?
No, I'm not at all, man. I'm comfortable with what's next. And, I've been, thinking about this for years, Jim. You know, it's not like I'm deciding now and all of a sudden, what am I doing?
Sure.
It's been the past couple of years where we've talked to networks, me and my manager, Mark Lefseltzer, you know, been out, you know, gauging the field, seeing who or where we might be able to end up. And every year it's been, he's going back to football. So, I think we're prepared when we're ready to figure that out. We'll announce it here, and you know, hopefully soon. It'll be just as rewarding, just as challenging. And I look forward to it whenever that direction may be. But I'm not worried about it at all. Football was, like I said, very good to me. It's given me a lot of opportunities, you know, to have success after football, and I'm going to try my best to take advantage of them.
Ronnie, I know you're not leaving without something to go to. I know there will be an announcement soon enough. The only member of the 2540 Club, he had a great, great career, 16 years. Always appreciated all the conversations over the years, Ronnie. I appreciate the relationship, and hopefully you don't end up at some competing network where you and I can't rap.
Yeah, exactly. We'll always keep in touch there, Jim.
Good man. Listen, congrats, and I do appreciate the relationship, Ronnie. Thanks so much. Class act, great player, Ronnie Barber.